There's new evidence that early marijuana use increases the likelihood of using other drugs or becoming dependent on drugs or alcohol. The study, in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, supports what some researchers call the gateway drug theory. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
The gateway drug theory suggests that there is a sequence of initiation to using drugs, and that people almost always start with marijuana before going on to harder substances such as cocaine and heroin. The theory has been around for more than 30 years and is based on interviews with addicts. Take 19-year-old Nicole Scott of Wayne, New Jersey. At 16, Scott was smoking marijuana 3 to 4 times a week. That's when she says she went on to try inhalants and ecstasy, then cocaine.
I never ever thought I would sniff anything. It was just kind of like because weed didn't get me high anymore, so I went to the next drug, and it was coke.
But a major criticism of the gateway theory is that it's based mainly on observational studies, and researchers haven't controlled for factors such as genetics and poor parenting practices, which might increase the risk of drug use. So Michael Linsky, a visiting professor of psychiatry at Washington University in St. Louis, used an Australian database of more than 6,000 sets of twins born between 1964 and 1971. He was able to find 311 same-sex pairs, some identical, some fraternal, where one twin reported using marijuana before the age of 17, while the other did not.
Those that used cannabis before age 17 were 2 to 5 times more likely to use other drugs or to experience drug-related problems.
The findings held even when Linsky controlled for known risk factors for drug use, such as childhood sexual abuse and depression. And Linsky says the findings suggest that early marijuana use actually causes the use of other drugs. This has long been a sort of unstated implication of the gateway theory. But there is no evidence of a biochemical mechanism that would cause a teen to use other drugs. One theory is that using marijuana simply provides teens with the access they need to get other drugs. 19-year-old Nicole Scott says that's how she started using cocaine.
I mean, like, my friend, she had it, so I tried it, and then her friend was the dealer, so then he started being my dealer, and then I just started getting it from him all the time.
An editorial that accompanies the article suggests that intervention programs should be developed to target teenagers who have already used marijuana. But Mathea Falco, the president of Drug Strategies, a nonprofit drug prevention research group in Washington, D.C., says it's not easy to identify which kids in a classroom have been using marijuana.
Unless you ask them to identify themselves, and they're going to be very unlikely to do that in a school setting. Secondly, and probably even more important, is that you cannot predict which kid is going to get into real trouble with drug use.
Falco points out that not all teenagers who use marijuana will go on to use harder substances or become dependent on drugs. So she says providing all teens with information about how drugs affect and harm the body seems to make the most sense. Vicky Quay, NPR News.